Going Linux, episode 183, listener feedback. Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm your co-host, Tom's not here. I'm your chief executive minion, Bill.
Whether you are new to Linux, moving from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about upgrading to Linux, this podcast will provide you with valuable information and advice that will help you in going Linux.
We hope that you'll find this and all our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and its applications and using them to get things done. In today's episode, listener feedback.
Today's episode of Going Linux is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with over 75,000 titles. If you are a regular listener, you already know that we have a special URL that lets you get a free audiobook from Audible when you sign up for a 14-day free trial. Whether you are a regular listener or a new listener, if you haven't signed up, the place to go to get your free audiobook and 14-day trial is www.audiblepodcast.com/goinglinux. There is currently no Audible player that runs natively in Linux, so before you sign up, please make sure that you can run the player under Wine or that you have a portable device like an Android or other smartphone that can run the Audible player. Again, that URL is www.audiblepodcast.com/goinglinux. Well, today, Bill, no Tom here to chime in, but we'll do our best. We are going to push aside most of our regular email and voicemail and save it for the month of October. And I'm sure our listening audience is asking, why are we doing that? Well, for those of you who follow us on Google Plus, you may have already been aware of a public apology I made in response to Katie Murray's blog post.
But it didn't start with Katie's blog or even his email to us here at the Going Linux podcast. It started with an audio file from Nightwise. Should we play it so everybody understands our topic today?
I think we should. Let's play it.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Tom. Hi, Bill. Nightwise calling, and this voicemail is not a feedback for voicemail for the show, just something podcaster among podcaster. I just listened to your latest show regarding Windows 8, and I did want to plop in a little bit of a podcaster-to-podcaster feedback. First of all, before I start, I want to say I love your show. I absolutely am a fan of the Going Linux podcast. It is greatly done. You know how highly I value your content. Regarding that, I was a little bit disappointed about your last show regarding Windows 8. It was a bit of a sad thing that Bill couldn't be on because Bill was the only one that actually worked with Windows 8. And that kind of gave the show a little bit of a handicap when I listened to what you talked about. Basically, the show went about why not to use Windows 8. And because both of us hadn't actually worked with Windows 8, it kind of took away of the something of the credibility of this show. It became more of a political thing where you said you got to use Linux because, you know, it's Linux and you can't use Windows because it's Windows. It's just my personal opinion. I have a little bit of an issue with this, and the issue is twofold. A, Linux has become very, very good over the last couple of days, or years, sorry. It has become so good, it can actually hold its own next to both the Mac and the Windows operating systems that are out today and that will be coming. It is a very decent, well-polished, well-done operating system. I have started using Ubuntu Linux 12.04 as my day-to-day operating system for the last couple of weeks, even doing all the things I need to do for production for the show. That means that I'm giving Linux a full cred, and where I would use it as a secondary OS at first, I am now more and more starting to use it as a primary OS, and a lot of people are doing this. That means that Linux can hold its own, and that you don't just stick to Linux because it's Linux and you don't like Microsoft. I think that where you want to evolve your show into the next level, where you actually become Linux experts instead of Linux advocates, you could drop the W is a bad word. It's okay to say Windows. It's okay to compare Linux to Windows. It's actually okay to say that Windows is actually good at something, because then you can say that Linux does it even better. In the old days, we used to say, yeah, Windows is there and Linux is perhaps not so good, but it's free and open source, so it has to be better. That's the old Stallman way of thinking. The new way of thinking is actually Windows is there, Windows is okay, but Linux is actually quality better. It has a better quality and a better functionality than Windows, which is good. So instead of bashing on one OS and actually, you know, blowing it off as inferior and saying Windows is and Linux is good, you could actually say, you know, this is really good in Windows, and in Linux it's even better. So that actually gives more credibility to Windows, to Linux, sorry. The second part is, and I'm biased at this because I'm you know, the podcast I do is all about sliders. It's all about choice. The second part that you, the second signal that you give to your community is that you tell them what to do. You tell them not to go for Windows, well, not in that many words, but the general message is don't go for Windows, choose for Linux. So you're basically telling your community what to do. That's not bad. But what if you could actually give your community advice on making a choice and making the right choice? Saying like, yeah, you can do that on Windows, and you can do that on Linux. Actually triggering your community to choose for Linux and having that choice be their own choice, and giving them the value of, you know, Windows is good, but I'm a smart computer user, so I use something else. That actually gives more of a value, of a sense of value to your listeners, and gives them and gives your show more credibility. So I perhaps I'm wrong on this. As I said, it's only my personal opinion. Please don't hold it against me. But I think going Linux would do both its community and itself a great service by letting go of the bashing and going like, okay, we're in the level playing field, and Mac's good on this and Windows is good on that, and Linux is better on all of those things. Where you actually, you know, put Linux on the same level playing field with all the other operating system and let it compete in a fair way without being biased towards other operating systems as being inferior because they are not free and open source. I think we, as Linux users and as a Linux community, are evolving into the post-Stallman era. And we all know how embarrassed we get if Stallman these days starts bashing, starts calling Windows windblows, and starts, you know, calling Steam the worst thing ever and stuff like that. He is still preaching from fear, and that's not something that the Linux community needs to do anymore, because we have evolved and Linux has evolved to become better. As I said, only my 5 cents. Feel free to get back to me when you have any questions or comments on this. I love going Linux. I love what you do. I love the style that you do in it. And this was just, you know, my friendly 5 cents from a biased slider point of view, perhaps. But I would think it would really, really bring the quality of the show into a new light if it would evolve into a leveled playing field like that. Because then you would really shine as the experts on the subject matter as you are, and not just as the, you know, kind of biased community Linux geeks who still boohoo Linux, boohoo Windows, just because it's Windows. Just my 5 cents. Feel free to get back to me. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Thanks. And by the way, I'm not excited about Windows either, but I am loving, I'm looking forward to trying it out. Perhaps I don't like it, perhaps I do, but, you know, when I go for Linux, I do it because it's my choice, not because Windows is the bad thing to do. Just my 5 cents. See you guys. Bye.
All right. Well, that was Nightwise's voice recording. He sent it to us as an audio file. And although at the beginning he said that it's not for inclusion on the show, I did check with him to make sure that it was possible for us to play it on the show. And he okayed that. That's why we're playing it. So again, thank you, Nightwise, for those comments.
He had some valid points.
Yep. Indeed, he did. Well, that's only part of the story. So let's now get on to our next bit of feedback on episode 181. This is the email from Katie Murray that followed hot on the heels of the voice message from Nightwise. If you don't know K.D. Murray, Keith is a podcaster as well. He spends much of his time developing Windows applications, is a Linux user as well and a Mac user as well. He and Nightwise and Dave Gray co-host a podcast called the Aussie Geek Podcast together. But I don't think that K.D.'s response, Katie's email really was in response to Nightwise's message. I think they were completely independent of one another. And because we have two people who listen to the podcast with the same basic feedback, we thought we should address it here on the show. But before we get into how we're addressing it, let's get into what KD had to say in his email. He wrote, "Hi, Larry, Tom, and Bill. As an avid listener to the podcast over the past couple of years, I've greatly enjoyed learning more about the Linux world from folks who live in it on a daily basis. The majority of my desktop time is spent in Mac and Windows land, but I do have critical servers and VMs in my arsenal running various flavors of Linux. I've noticed a bit of a shift in recent months when talking about Windows on the show. It used to be that the W word would receive a gentle ribbing now and again as a discussion covered some Linux feature which outdid one in Windows or on the Mac. Lately, however, there seems to be more blatant Microsoft bashing on the show, often with passing references to something a host has seen or read, but typically without a link to the original article. There were a number of things from episode 181 that I took issue with. Many of them stem from comments made about Windows in general, or Windows 8 in particular, which, in my opinion, simply don't hold water. I hadn't tried Windows 8 until last night, but after listening to the show twice, I simply had to try it out to see if it was nearly as bad as Larry and Tom were making it out to be. It wasn't. Getting out of the Metro UI is one click on the desktop tile, which was quite obvious. Windows 8 will run pretty much any application that Windows 7 will run. Caveat, this does not include WinRT, which is more akin to iOS or Android, and shouldn't be expected to run desktop applications. I've currently installed about 35 different pieces of commercial and open source software on the Windows 8 VM. All work fine.
I couldn't even find the word Windows in the Q2 2012 security port that was linked to. The hardware software OS vicious circle of upgrades that Larry mentioned simply does not exist on modern versions of Windows. There aren't fewer choices for software on the Mac or on Windows. Redmond slamming the door on developers. Being a Windows developer in my day job, I really haven't seen or heard any evidence of this. Apple's Mountain Lion security measure called Gatekeeper has the following options which can be easily changed. A. Install App Store applications only. B. Install App Store applications or apps which are digitally signed by an Apple developer. C. Install anything. I would really like to see the show get back to more promotion and discussion of Linux and less trashing of the competition. At best, the trash talk, if it's accurate, can make the Linux community seem elitist. At worst, when the facts are wrong, it hurts the credibility of those involved. All that being said, you three do great work and are a fantastic resource for the community. I'm still a loyal Going Linux subscriber and eagerly await the next installment of the show. Sincerely, Keith Murray. P.S. As a final word of disclosure, I did a related post on my blog earlier this evening talking about this in a more general manner.
And you know, the message from Nightwise and the email from KD were really perfectly timed. My wife made some very similar comments to me while we were at the Apple Store looking to buy her a MacBook Pro. What Nightwise says and what KD had said have actually been on my mind for a while. We really have been tending towards more non-Linux software bashing. So in response to KD's blog post, and we're not going to read KD's blog post in detail because he makes some of the same points there that he made in his email to us. And if you're interested, we'll have a link in the show notes to KD's blog post and to my response. But my response is really a public apology to KD, to Nightwise, and to our entire listening audience. So let me now read my response to KD's blog post as it appears on his site. Keith, thank you. I have allowed us to take the Going Linux podcast in a direction that bashes Windows way too much, and I apologize to you and to our listening audience at large. Yours is not the first comment about our shift towards the dark side of Linux advocacy, and it has been on my mind a lot lately. I have read these comments as constructive and as coming from a loyal and valued member of the listening audience of the Going Linux podcast. I do not want to alienate you or any member of our audience by straying from my initial focused objective for the cast. Yours and the comments of others have spurred me to put those thoughts into action and into this response to your blog post. I started Going Linux in 2007 to help people to be able to use Linux to get things done. In other words, my objective was to assist new users to get over the hurdle of learning a new operating system. I wanted to do that by giving advice on how to do things in Linux that they know how to do with their eyes closed in Windows. I wanted to advocate for Linux by helping people to learn how to use it and to learn that it is not all that different from other operating systems, and in some ways, it's even better. I invited Serge to the cast as my first co-host because he had a similar goal. He brought the Mac perspective to balance my Windows perspective. I've made no secret of my disdain for RMS and the FSF's juvenile approach to advocating for free software. I think that their view is extremist, left-wing, and politically motivated. I know that they are advocating for freedom from oppression. I also know that they are definitely not advocating for freedom of choice. In fact, I believe that they are being so extreme that they are actually advocating against freedom of choice. I hate being compared with RMS and being found to be like him. I feel like I need a shower. It's time to get back to basics. We won't lose the humor on the podcast. On the other hand, we won't become a technical or buzzword-laden podcast for bearded Linux experts who compile their own kernel. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I also don't want to continue the trend towards becoming a podcast for Linux snobs by Linux snobs. I'd like to get back to the basic principles of taking the great features of other operating systems and applications and identifying how to do those things using Linux and open source software. Less focus on why this software is better and more focus on why and how to use it. I'd like to project an image of Linux that reveals it to be usable, easy to use, and a productivity tool for average computer users. If that's the kind of podcast you would like to hear, then keep listening to Going Linux. We are getting back to basics. If you want something else, there are plenty of other options out there. Thanks for your valuable feedback, Keith, and thanks for listening. So, Bill, comments?
Yep, I do have some comments. Okay. I've read both the emails that were sent to us, and I replied to you on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't on the last podcast because I was paying the bills, called a job. But there is a few things. One, so everybody knows, I have a Mac. I also run Windows 7. I've run Windows 8, both the preview versions, and I now have the final code actually running on my computer because I'm a member of TechNet. Part of my job, I work on other people's computers, so I already have Windows 8 installed, plus I have Linux machines too. So I have the gamut of operating systems. That's why I'm always playing with stuff. The vicious circle of Windows updates and upgrades, you would have been correct and are most likely correct, because Vista, when it come out, pretty much broke everything. It was a disaster, and a lot of stuff that said it could run Vista couldn't. The manufacturers really didn't get their act together, and they were putting too much crapware on it and too much, and not enough RAM. But that being said, Windows 8 is basically a even more optimized version of Windows 7. It runs in less RAM. It's fast. Now, I'm telling you, as someone that's running the final release of Windows 8, I told you it wasn't bad, but it's the interface takes some getting used to. I don't particularly care for it, but even though I'm running it, because my customers will run it, and so I've decided to change my workflow up a little bit. From now on, I'm going to be using Windows 8, running it as my base machine on my on one of my main laptops. I still have some Linux installed on my spares, and I'm going to run the Linux VMs on top of it. I'm going to do this for a couple reasons. We need to occasionally check for software that runs on both Windows, Mac, and Linux, and if there's anything different. Because, you know, when people want to go to Linux, they sometimes want to carry their most favorite applications with them. Want to make sure they work. So that makes it a little easier to test it actually having some Windows on some hardware. I think Linux is awesome, but Linux doesn't do everything right. Windows doesn't do everything right, and Mac doesn't do everything right. Everything has strengths and weaknesses. I really don't think we intended to get as negative as we were perceived. Most of the time it was the general, the ribbing and stuff, but I can see where we did get a little negative.
Yep.
So with that, I'm making a concerted effort to be a little more fair. I mean, I just love to rib Tom on a lot of stuff, so, you know, I've got to keep that up. But as a general rule, I think we need to concentrate on the Linux part, and when we have to talk about Windows or Mac, or, you know, this application runs great on Linux but doesn't run on Windows or Mac, or it runs great on Windows but the version for Linux is not good, you know, we're able to actually talk about that with some knowledge. So that's what I'm doing. I'm sorry that we offended anybody or thought we were becoming elitist snobs. I'm kind of a pragmatic person. I like using what works, and a lot of times Linux does it perfectly, and other times I have to switch to the Mac or I have to switch to the Windows. Just depends on what I'm doing. So that's my feelings on it. I'm sorry we offended anybody. We're not elitists. I'm a pragmatic person. I mean, just look at all the different distros I am always tossing around. But, you know, I think we can get back to basics and just talk about the strengths of Linux. And, you know, when we do have to make a comment about another OS, we just give them the facts and let them decide.
Right. And I think among the three of us, Tom is the only one who actually uses Linux exclusively. And as you said, you've got a Mac and you use Windows. Now, I use Windows at work. I've used Windows XP for quite a large number of years. And just last week, the company upgraded us, or upgraded some of us, to Windows 7. So I'm learning a new user interface. I have not tried Windows 8. And among the three of us, I think you're the only one who has, Bill. So we value your opinion and comparison. So I think your experience with the three most recent, or four, if you include Vista, most recent versions of Windows will be a great advantage in making comparisons going forward. And I really admire Nightwise's cross-platform slider metaphor that he uses and actually practices in real life. And it's that kind of practical, let technology work for you, not the other way around attitude that we wanted to project in the beginning with Going Linux, and we'll definitely be getting back to that and relying on Nightwise as somebody who has a lot of experience with Mac. And I think we'll be asking him for a little more opinions going forward as well. Maybe not officially as part of the show, but certainly behind the scenes, since I don't know, Bill, do you use the Mac on a regular day-to-day basis, or is that more of a...
My Mac is my main machine, actually. And I bought it back in last part of 2007, 2008. It's a big 24-inch iMac aluminum with the Intel processors, and so it is my daily driver. It's kind of hard. I have like three daily drivers, but as a general rule, I'm usually doing most of my work on the Mac or my web surfing or whatever. I usually have my Linux. I have another machine that has a Windows 7 partition and an Ubuntu 12.04 partition that I basically carry with me. And then I have my Lenovo, which sits right beside my Mac, that is currently running my Windows 8 install. I just got it installed because they just released the code. And it's running my some of my Linux VMs that I've been putting together. So I would say my Mac is my daily driver, but I'm always using different technology. So it's, you know, I can boot into about anything that's current.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to come off as elitist by no means.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're right that Tom is the only person that uses Linux 100% of the time, and I think that's going to be a good mix, because you use Linux and Windows. Tom uses Linux 100%. I use Mac, Linux, and Windows 7 and 8. So I think we've got them all covered. So we've got different people at different ways of using Linux.
Right. And I think we can leverage that. And your regular use of Mac will certainly help to bring that perspective to things. Between you and me with Windows experience, we've got that covered as well. And certainly we can rely on folks like Nightwise, who's been a great resource to us as a cross-platform slider. He knows a lot of tricks to get all the technology to work together. So I think, I think we've got it covered going forward. That was the original intent of the podcast. I think, as we've said a couple of times here, we've strayed a little bit from that, but for our audience, we'll definitely get back to basic principles here. And just out of interest, we don't have a Mac computer in our house here. But we do have, my wife has an iPhone. I used to have an iPhone. She has an iPad. And we have an Apple TV. So we've got lots of Mac stuff here as well as Windows stuff, and certainly lots of Linux computers. So we've got lots of things to rely on. And, oh, as I said earlier on, we did go to the Mac store to pick up a MacBook Pro for my wife, but in the end, she decided to stick with her 15-inch HP laptop that she's been running releases of Linux Mint on for the last 2 years. And rather than get a shiny new MacBook to go with her iPhone and iPad, she said that she didn't want to hassle with the risk of malware. Her comments were in part the inspiration for episode 181, ironically enough. Note, in the time that she used Windows prior to Linux, which is quite a number of years, she never had a single infection of malware or viruses or spyware or anything like that. But she still feels that because of the security that Linux can bring, she would prefer to stay with that, even though she had a chance to get a nice, shiny, brand new MacBook or MacBook Pro.
You know you can install Linux on that MacBook Pro, right?
Absolutely. And, yeah. But if we were to get a Mac, we would use it as a Mac, quite frankly. So, hey. It's not the hardware that she wants. Yeah, it was the simplicity of the software. And then, let's face it, the folks at Apple with Mac OS X, they do a much better job of just making everything work together. And they have an advantage. They can control it all.
Yeah. Well, you, remember you said your wife had an iPhone. Well, my wife also has an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get her to use different phones that just never, she could never make it work, including my Samsung Galaxy S3. She just couldn't get it to work. And I tried, we had a spare Windows phone here. She couldn't make it work. The only one that she could really make work was the iPhone. And so I'm not going to make her use something she can't use. So, you know, like I said, use technology for you. And, you know, you work to technology. Don't let technology work you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're sounding like Nightwise now. So since he started off this podcast episode, let's let him have the final word. Let's let technology work for us, not the other way around. Credit goes to Nightwise. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but I think that will be our attitude going forward. And hopefully it has been up until episode 181, our attitude up to that point. So, again, thanks everyone for listening. I hope we haven't offended too many people, and we will be making amends.
And just send all your complaints to the Chief Executive Minion.
No need to do that.
By the way, thanks, Larry, I did get a email from one of our listeners.
Uh-huh.
That they actually keep asking me what my call sign is.
Uh-huh, yes.
One of them actually doesn't think I'm a ham. So for everybody that wants to know, my call sign is WB4BBC, Whiskey Bravo 4, Bravo, Bravo, Charlie. And so I'm really a ham, so you can go check it and see that I'm still a legit guy.
Okay. Well, hopefully Tom will be back after his technological challenges with his internet service provider. Hopefully he'll be back for our next user experience episode. And our next episode for the podcast will be Computer America, number 53. Until then, you can go to the articles and show notes at goinglinux.com for more information, detailed instructions, screencasts, and illustrations.
And remember, if you have a topic you want us to cover on the show, use the forums to leave your topic suggestion in the thread labeled Topic Suggestions. It's at forum.goinglinux.com. If you want to support our efforts, click the donate button while you're there.
You can also send us an audio comment by email. We'll play it on the show. Our email address is goinglinux@gmail.com. Our voicemail line is +1 904 416-468-7889.
For our show updates on Twitter or Danica, we're Going Linux. You can download the episodes from the website, or you can use the HTML5 or Flash Player to play them right on the show notes page.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
I'm Channeling Tom. Talk to you later. 73.
Thanks, Bill. Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. Liftoff.
We are counting down to the 10th annual Ohio Linux Fest. Join us in Columbus for a weekend jam-packed with your favorite open-source software. On Friday, get professional training at Ohio Linux Fest Institute, or come to see the Early Penguins Talks. Saturday brings a full set of presentations, including the new Beginner's Track. Don't forget to stop by the display booths featuring prominent vendors and community projects. Sunday wraps up with LPI and BSDA certification exams, as well as the Diversity and Open Source Workshop. It all happens September 28, 29, and 30 at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. Visit ohiolinux.org for all the details.